If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, the most positive business talk show in America. Best-selling authors of Lists That Saved My Business and founders of the Extreme Customer Service Directory, Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer are inspiring you to get your business right. They know that customer experience isn't just another thing, it's the only thing. Let's join Angel and Eric for today's program.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show with Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer. Very nice to have you along with us today. We are here to remind you that small business is big business, and your business is our business. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am on day three.
Day three?
Day three.
I think you're a little older than that, dear. Day three of what?
Day three of no coffee.
Of no coffee?
No coffee, zero, zilch, none, nada.
Okay. Why?
Well, because I was falling asleep at the wheel.
Oh, that's not good.
No.
And how much coffee were you... So usually when people drink coffee,
yeah,
you know, if you're falling asleep, you drink a little coffee,
right.
Get a little jazz. Yeah.
However, if you drink more than a little coffee, it can have a counteractive effect. And there was a time back when I was a young man, and I drank a lot of coffee, like 84 cups a day. Now that was based on the 12-cup pot, which we all know is only 6 cups. So
yet you
it's like
still
42.
Say, but you still say 84. Well, you lead with 84.
I do. It's the impact thing.
Mm.
So yeah, I drank a lot of coffee, and based on that,
so you drank like 6 pots of coffee a day.
I did.
Okay.
Yeah. And
was that really like 6 full pots of coffee, or they were like the little 4 cuppers? Because
no.
You know, I'm just trying to get a real.
No,
a
these
real...
are the 6 12-cup cups.
Okay.
However,
okay.
It was, that's only 72. You're ripping me off. 7 pots of coffee, lady.
Yeah,
I can do the math.
Right. Well, apparently not.
Yeah.
I am thinking, did you really drink? I'm just trying to figure out how much
really
did you really drink?
I really drank a lot. And it had a counteractive effect back then. And I couldn't drive. I mean, I was literally falling asleep after.
Yeah, you shot your adrenals,
three miles,
right? All of that, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm self-diagnosing here.
We all do. We have the internet.
And I believe that that's what's going on again, is that I'm just drinking too much coffee.
Okay.
And so...
And you can't stay awake.
I'm struggling with staying awake, and my lifestyle has not helped. I'm working long hours, so...
You have sleep apnea. You won't do anything for sleep apnea.
And I'm working 19-hour days.
And so when you do sleep, you don't get, you know, uninterrupted sleep.
Right.
You have to add that in there, Eric.
I think you have to add that in there.
Because, you know, you want to blame it on the coffee. You want to blame it on that you're only getting, you know, a few hours of sleep. But you've always, you know, really maintained a few hours of sleep type lifestyle. You stay up late. You get up early. So I don't know that you're sleeping less hours.
I was sleeping less hours.
By how many?
About 3.
So you went from sleeping 6 hours a night to 3.
No, I went from sleeping about 8 hours a night to about 5.
Okay. All right. That could do.
So, yeah, you know, in any case, I'm...
Okay, but now you're off of coffee.
I'm off of coffee.
How do you feel?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you had any those caffeine headaches and relapses?
No, no, no.
You know,
I tend not to get those kinds of weird jittery.
If I miss a day of coffee, I get one day and I get a caffeine headache.
I've been jittery, but I don't know what to attribute that to because there's so many other things going on. I mean, we started working out after 2 or 3 months of not working out.
Yes.
There's a lot of room for jitters. on that.
All right. So your muscles are reacting to working out.
Right. But, you know, I'm here and it's good and I'm feeling all right.
Why do you say?
Day three.
Oh, I think there's more to it, but I don't know which questions to ask. But I do think that there's more to that. So I'm right. I just don't know which questions to ask. So let's move on now that Eric is caffeine free. He is caffeine free. If any of you have any tips, if you've ever gone caffeine free and anything you'd like to, you know, start a little love club with Eric over used to be coffee drinkers.
If you'd like to start a love club, you can certainly connect.
It's not what I meant. Oh. You know, like people who love something like you.
Oh, I see.
You know, like people who drive motorcycles, right? They all love riding motorcycles. So, or people who hobbies. Like okay. It's a hobby club. Sorry. I say the word love and he goes, you know, dating. All right. Let's talk about how to get ahead in life and in your career.
All right.
Because
we need to.
We do, right? I think a lot of times we have a skill set. And maybe we've just kind of gotten into a routine. We're going through the motions. We're not really expanding our role. We're not learning new skills. But there's more. There's so much potential inside each of us. So, if you're just kind of feeling a little antsy that there's more to what you can contribute in the community, maybe this is for you. But number one, to always be open to new opportunities.
You know, it's easy to get stuck in a rut,
and
I think a lot of us do. And I'll say that I could probably say that I get stuck in a rut from time to time. You do the things you like to do; those are the only things you do, and you don't do anything else. And if you're open to new opportunities,
I just want to remind. I had to look this up. This is actually an article I found. Written by Don Schwabel. He's actually under 30. So
he's under 30?
He's under the age of 30. And the only reason I have to bring that up is because he talks about job hopping.
Job hopping, yeah.
And he says, you know, it's not so much that you should be job hopping, you know, to getting all these new skills, although when you're young, you kind of have to job hop because you don't really know what you want to be when you grow up yet. And you've got to get into a job, I think, to figure it out. But he says here, you should, my rule of thumb, he says.
My rule of thumb for a 30-something.
For an under 30-year-old is to stay in one role for at least a year unless you're presented with an opportunity you can't refuse.
Yeah, he is definitely under 30.
So that's why I had to look. I'm like, okay, how old is this sweet kid whose rule of thumb is to stay in a role for at least a year unless presented with an opportunity you can't refuse.
He might bring some wisdom, though, because here's the truth. If you want to get ahead in your career, just don't close your mind to other opportunities. That's the point, and I think that's a fair point, regardless of his immaturity.
He says if you want to get ahead, you need to have a consulting mindset. He says we're living in what he calls an ROI nation right now, where companies aren't willing to take risks in hiring people. They want to be 100% confident that they're hiring someone who can get the job done flawlessly and bring value to the company. So if you are a job seeker, he says you need to prove your worth. And the best way to do that, he says, is to act like a consultant. Instead of just applying for a job, more making a presentation on how you bring more value to the company. We just hired an executive director for a board that I sit on. And the gal we ended up hiring, she did just that. She did a presentation for how to grow the company. And
right.
I mean, that was ka-ching, bam, okay. This girl's got what we, you know, the vision of where we're going and what we're going to do with it.
You know, always deliver more than the value that you're being paid or compensated in one way or another. Don't just tell a company you're going to add value. Show them how you're going to do it.
Show me the money.
Right?
Right.
All right. The next point is to be able to change and adapt. If you want to get ahead in your career, I think this is absolutely critical. In fact, Angela, we have said this many times over the last couple of weeks, that no matter what business you're in, you are in the adapting business. You've got to be able to read the marketplace, whatever it is, and adjust course. Otherwise, you will be – do you remember the movie The Perfect Storm?
Yes.
Yeah. You don't want to be sideways to a wave.
No.
You want to go head on straight into that wave. You've got to adjust course.
That was such a cool movie.
That was a cool movie.
It was a really cool movie. Freaky.
Yeah.
Right? Freaky movie if you kind of have ocean issues.
Here's the deal you need. Oh, and you're going on the ocean. Sorry, I shouldn't have brought that up.
Actually, I don't have ocean issues. I mean, seasickness isn't like ocean issues. I mean, it is, but it's not what I'm talking about.
Right. You're not afraid of the big dark blue.
No.
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 All right. If you want to get ahead, learn the skills of today and of tomorrow. Now, that's an interesting challenge for a millennial, in large part because it's not wrong, but it's not easy because who knows what tomorrow brings. You've got to constantly have your fingers on the pulse of what's happening on the front side, especially in technology. Technology is changing so fast.
And we have to embrace that technology is changing so fast. And, the whole idea of I don't know how to use that, I don't use that, that technology – that's fuddy-duddy, right? I don't use social media. I don't have a smartphone. I don't know how to use the internet. We have got to get on board. Now, it's easier. I mean, I think with the technology is improving, but the whole mindset of you just don't know it, and because you don't know it, you don't like it, and because you don't like it, you're not going to use it. That has to shift it's not going away. It's only going to infiltrate more and more of our lives.
Finally, surround yourself with the right people. You need to build a strong network for a lot of reasons. If you're around the right people, you become smarter and more confident about your career. A second, if God forbid, if you get laid off, you'll have a network of people to help guide you back into new opportunities. And finally, you'll appear to be more valuable when you're around other ambitious and intelligent people. Show me the people you hang out with, and I'll show you your bottom line. We'll be back with more positive business talk right after these messages. Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer. This is the Experience Pros Radio Network.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, America's home for positive business talk.
Are you currently in the middle of a new home purchase and wondering if you're going to get the best deal out there? Have you been working on getting a home loan and still not sure if you're approved? Hey, this is Eric. Is your closing date fast approaching? You still don't know when or even if you're going to close? Check out our friends at Movement Mortgage. Let them serve your mortgage needs. They specialize in first-time home buyers, military, and low down payment options. And they're here to serve you. Get your free mortgage consultation and rate match comparison at movement.com. With their upfront approval and streamlined closing process, you'll know if and when you're going to close. Join the movement of change and discover a new way to bring you home fast. Movement Mortgage. Movement Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID 39179. NMLC consumeraccess.org. Movement Mortgage.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventors information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is the Experience Pros Radio Show. Got an opinion or want to ask us a question? Email radio at experiencepros.com or message us on the Experience Pros Facebook page, and we'll interact with you live on the show.
Hey, welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Thank you for tuning in to the home of positive business talk.
Our next guest is Chris Natsky, a seventh degree black belt and former United States National Taekwondo champion. In his book, Mind of a Champion, his principles as a martial arts instructor, keynote speaker, life leadership coach, and also he's author of the book Black Belt Leadership. He's impacted the lives of thousands across the country with his message of hope, inspiration, and personal empowerment. If you want to learn more about Chris and his keynote speaking and also his life leadership coaching programs, you can contact him at chrisnatsky.com, N-A-T-Z-K-E.com. Chris Natsky, welcome to Experience Pros.
Thanks, guys. Great to be here.
Hey, Chris. Good to have you on the program. Let's begin with this. You talk about a higher martial art or higher self-defense. What does that mean?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the things, Eric, that I've been able to do throughout the years is develop a program that we call Higher Self-Defense that deals with not only just practical self-defense skills, but actually deals with the how to deal with the adrenal response that one gets when they're being attacked. 80% of women are attacked by men that they know, and 80% of those people, when they are assaulted, it starts with verbal intimidation before it ever gets physical.
Okay, now I know you are actually out to help empower people and create this higher self-defense. And so it's not just, I'm thinking, physical martial arts. If you're talking about, you know, these verbal attacks, is this more mindset? Are you going to give me some words like to spout back at somebody when they attack me verbally?
Great question, Angel. I mean, what we actually do, what makes the training unique, is we make it scenario-based. So after giving people some real practical skills in terms of how to use their voice's power, how to access it, we actually do live role plays. So what they do is they get the experience of the adrenal response and then being able to, rather than go to fight or flight, most people go to freeze. And what we're able to do by when we access our voice, it not only impacts us from a self-defense standpoint, but positively impacts every aspect of our life.
Okay, because I was thinking, you know, like you were going to like give me some, I don't know.
Hey, buckaroo.
Right, I don't know. I always think of like something bright to say or brilliant to say like after I leave the room.
These are not the droids you're looking for.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that we do is, you know, most confrontations will start with just basic conversation. And what we do is we teach our students to be aware of the things that trigger them, and then the power of asking questions, because when you ask a question, you basically are in control of a conversation. And then when things get a little bit racy, being able to use your voice to overpower someone that's coming at you verbally.
You know, and I know in the light of the Me Too movement, of watching how many people have been impacted with sexual harassment, sexual discrimination, and even sexual assault, is I think it's an alarming when you see it all show up in once on social media, even though this happens probably every day, all the day for so many people, having this skill set to feel like if I'm ever put in this situation or cornered or backed up, that I would at least have a response.
Right.
Because I think so often there's a different level of response that has to come long before I have to actually kind of fight somebody off. Does that make sense, Chris?
It sure does. And in fact, one of the things we tell our students is so much of how assailants will profile has nothing to do with someone's physical stature or their dress or long hair, but it has to do with the energetic that they're putting out. In fact, our association went to federal prisons and said, they showed them videotapes of women, and they said, who would you go to attack? And within 95% accuracy rate, they picked the exact same women, and it was because of the way that they were presenting themselves energetically. It had nothing to do with what they were wearing or their physical appearance.
All right, so let's follow up on that question for just a minute so that we can give our listeners something of value right here and now today. How are they presenting themselves, and what should they begin to not do?
Great question, Eric. So the first thing we do is we encourage people to make eye contact. I think man on men, you know, when we see a man come, we kind of create that with ourselves, right? You kind of look someone in the eye, and then you kind of, size them up, et cetera. I think women in our culture don't do that. They're taught to basically not make eye contact. And then with that also comes physically, the shoulders are in and the short steps. And so what we do is we encourage them to make eye contact, stand in a very powerful type of posture, and when you make contact with someone, that eye contact, we say do it in such a way that you could identify them in a lineup. So it's not a huge stare, but it's looking at them, be able to identify, and what that does is it creates that energetic separation.
And Chris, when you see that person doing that, does that in fact diminish the likelihood subconsciously in the potential attacker's mind of this is a good one to attack?
Absolutely. In fact, what people will do, and we went, as I said, went to federal prisons, and what they said is they actually have a profile for who they're looking for. And if they approached a woman and they deviated from that profile, meaning that they showed up confidently where they thought that they would probably put up a fight, they would abort the mission rather than try to change their strategy. So in essence, they didn't want to fight. They wanted a victim. And when they found out they couldn't get a victim, they'd move on.
Interesting. We're talking with Chris Natsky, a seventh degree black belt, former United States National Taekwondo champion. He has lots of coaching programs, life leadership coaching programs, as well as personal speaking. You can find him online at chrisnatsky.com. And I know that in the month of November and December, you've got a whole series of protection seminars. What's the best way for our audience to connect with you, Chris?
They can certainly reach me through my website, chrisnatsky.com. They can also reach us on higherselfdefense.com. That's H-I-G-H-E-R, selfdefense.com, where we'll have a list of our various classes. And we have classes that deal with adults and teens that also serve kids, basically ages 6 to 12. And we deal with bully-proofing and stranger abduction, as well as advanced versions of classes for people who have graduated from our courses.
So today, Chris, if somebody is feeling like maybe in the office place or the workplace that they need to make a difference in their workplace situation, what's a piece of advice you would give to them?
Well, the one thing I would say is that understand that you have a right to be assertive. I think that what we do sometimes is we revert to either two ways of being, either being very aggressive or being passive, because we think it's going to insult someone, it's going to make them feel bad, and I just want everyone to know that they have the right to defend themselves. And quite honestly, when people find that inside themselves, what we start seeing is things that were happening in the office place start to not happen because of that energy that they're putting forward. But it first starts with saying, I'm worth it. I'm worthy enough to protect myself and set that powerful boundary.
That is fantastic. Good stuff. ChrisNatsky.com. That's Chris Natsky, NatsKe.com. Go check it out. Sign up for one of his seminars and achieve higher self-defense for yourself. Chris, thanks for joining us, man. We're grateful.
Absolutely, guys. It's been my pleasure.
All right. And there you have it, folks. More positive business talk yet is ahead, but don't go anywhere. While we take a quick commercial break, do business with the people who do business with the pros. We appreciate you doing that. That's how we get to stay on the air. And if you're in the archives for this program and all our broadcasts, can be found at experiencepros.com/radio. Just click the archives button. We'll be back right after this.
America's home for positive business talk. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Contact them on the web at experiencepros.com.
You can be told to run, or you can choose to run. Both get you moving, yet one just goes through the motion. The other has purpose, meaning, freedom. What about your health care? Are you being told, going through the motion? Or are you choosing something better? Liberty HealthShare has a purpose. It unites people to share in the burden of healthcare. A true community that cares for you in your time of need. Free from interference and constraints that gives you back the power of freedom. It's time to exercise your purpose. Time to exercise your meaning. It's time to exercise your freedom. Liberty HealthShare.
Ow, ow. Yep, you guessed it. I'm a speed bump, so I've got one job. I slow you down. So imagine how I feel about Geico, who does way more. Like, not only could they save you money on car insurance, but they've been around for over 75 years, giving people fast and friendly claim service. Ow, ow. Plus, they got a nifty mobile app that gives you 24/7 access. Ow, ow. Just doing my job, buddy.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Whether you travel for business, vacations, weekend breakaways, romantic interludes, or family adventures, you'll learn about unique destinations and tips to make your travel smooth, efficient, hassle-free, and inspirational when you listen to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Enjoy our fast-paced show, traveling from beaches to mountaintops, cities to fairy tale castles, whether you're traveling for business or adventure. So pack your bags and join us.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity.
Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752.
Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Experience Pros Radio Show, home of the original Fan Bragging Fridays. Take just 20 seconds to become a business revolutionary by sharing a fan bragging story of great customer service by using the hashtag FanBrag or calling the Fan Bragging Hotline at 855-FANBRAG. FANBRAG. Now back to Angel and Eric, the Experience Pros.
Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. It's time to take a look at your vision.
We have vision. Yes, we do. Or at least we think we do. Our next guest is Carrie Conley, vision expert. She believes that everyone has a special mission to accomplish while we are alive on this planet. And whether we believe it to be true or not, a lot of times it's simply because we stopped listening to our inner voice. Here to talk about vision, get us on track before the end of the year. Carrie Conley, welcome to Experience Pros.
Carrie, are you with us? All right, we're going to work on that and see if we've got her. Try it again. Carrie, are you there?
I'm here.
There you are. Hi. Very nice to have you along with us, Carrie. Sometimes technical issues. We're doing fantastic, and it's very nice to have you along. It's
Q4. It's
Q4. Right?
It's like way into Q4.
Yeah, we are. Like, we're kind of deep into it already and just about to end this last year. And I know that how we end this year will dictate how we begin next year. How do we help people get unstuck if that's where they're at right now, Carrie?
Yeah, you know, I say this a lot, and it is so true that so many people right now are nowhere near the goals they set at the beginning of the year, probably haven't even looked at them in a long time, maybe even gave up before Q4 started. But unfortunately, what I know from being an entrepreneur and running two businesses for almost 25 years now is, you know, this is where we separate the men from the boys right now. Is those people, the 98% had given up, washed their hands of it, said, you know what, it's the holidays, and I'm just going to take it easy because I just don't have the time right now to do it, and I'll wait until January 1 to dust off that goal and try again. And it is the worst thing you can do.
And yet we see this all the time. This is pretty rampant that,
sure,
okay, I'll just stop now,
yeah,
and I'll just pick it back up. And I will pick it up in January. Carrie, talk about why that is so dangerous for thinking.
Well, because it becomes a pattern. It becomes, you know, I said this yesterday on a live that I did on Facebook, that the problem with it is that if you are already thinking that way, I guarantee you will do it again next year. It's not that this year was any different than last year or that next year is going to be any different than this year. There's always going to be stuff. Small stuff and big stuff, there's always going to be stuff. So the problem is when people start saying, you know, well, this year just wasn't my year. This happened and that happened and, you know, all sorts of things. And they're blaming things that they should not be blaming. And the truth is that the problem is not any of those things. The problem is us. And so if you've already given up on you, I guarantee you you're going to do it again. That's the real problem.
That's pretty in your face, Carrie, and I'm not sure that. but you know, I appreciate it because sometimes you got to have one of those Cher moonstruck moments, right? The slap across the face,
yeah,
that says, "Hey, snap out of it," and
yeah,
you're dishing it up the way that it needs to be dished up. You have a formula, and I'm going to bring it to you, and then kind of ask you to kind of flesh it out for us, if you will. You talk about clarity,
yeah,
on vision in order to stay focused, balanced, and super productive equals income. Talk a little bit about that.
Yes. Well, you know, if we're talking to entrepreneurs right now, which is most of your listeners, we're
right,
talking about bottom line. And obviously, I've coached thousands of them over the past 25 years. And what I'm seeing overall is that most people, because they have a wishy-washy vision, are not making money. They're running really expensive hobbies. They're the busiest broke people I know. And so,
right?
Here's the truth. I said that once in a seminar for the first time. It just came right out of my mouth, and everybody laughed and went, oh, my God, that's so me, because it's so true. So here's the test I give people, you know, because really, if you ask somebody, do you have a very clear vision for your life and your business? And I use timelines, as you guys know, I use a target when I walk people through a workshop of 3 years from now. Do you have an idea of what you want this to look like 3 years from now? And most people will look at me, square in the face, and they truly mean it and say yes. But the next test I give them is, if I were to ask you right now to show me that written, clear, detailed vision, timeline, every little aspect of what you want your life and your business to look like, including your income, that they cannot produce.
Oh, no, it's not written. I got it right up here, Karen.
No. That's right. It's floating around in here. I kind of have an idea, and this is the number one reason why most entrepreneurs are running really expensive hobbies, because you cannot lay down a mathematical, quantitative business plan without the vision first. It's not possible.
You know what? And so I think that we often think that we can skip that step because we're busy, and we've got the checklist, we've got the to-do list, and we think we can totally skip the step of having that vision. But when something derails us, when, you know, the weather shifts, the holiday comes, you know, whatever excuse happens, if that vision isn't written down, we'll stop doing it, and then we'll blame those outer circumstances, right?
That's right, because it's easier to blame everything else. And unfortunately, we live in a culture that feeds that, right? Well, it's okay. You're right. It wasn't your year. And I know you've got a lot of stuff going on. And, you know, we see it over and over and over again. And that's why I'm getting in people's faces, you guys, because enabling has become a really big epidemic in our culture. And there is a fine line between empowerment and enabling. And an empowerer, that's a word, empowerer.
Okay.
One who empowers.
says, this is the truth. And as a coach, you are not a very good coach and a mentor if you can't lovingly, and this is dealt with a lot of love, because truly I say these things because I care so much about people's lives and their bottom line. If I didn't care, I wouldn't bother. I'd pat them on the head and say, you know what, you're doing fine. Just take the year off and come back and lie to them. And that's not what it's about. And, you know, the bottom line is that we all need to feed our families and we all need to prepare for impact, because you don't know what's going to happen. And most people think nothing bad is ever going to happen to them.
Yeah.
You know, we just live in a lot of denial. And the bank account is a clear reflection of how strong your vision really is.
Interesting.
Wow.
Right? And that, again, in our face, your bank account is a strong reflection of how big your vision, how big your dream is, how bad do you really want it? We're talking with Carrie Conley, the vision expert. You can find her online at carrieconley.com, carrieconley.com. And Carrie, I know that you have trained hundreds, if not thousands, hundreds of thousands of people when it comes to vision. And for so many of us, if you are wondering, just feeling a little lost, feeling stuck, or as if you don't have that mojo to push you through the end of the year, Carrie, what's the best way for people to connect with you, follow you, and get involved with your programs?
Sure. So obviously I'm all over all the social media, but Facebook seems to be my personal favorite. And so I've been getting on live daily right now, dropping a lot of truth bombs this time of year.
Okay.
And I'm going to do a webinar later this month that I'm going to post in a few days entitled Get a Real Vision. So the best way to really connect with me and to start seeing those lives and watch for that post is on Facebook, and it's just my personal name, Carrie Conley.
Excellent. All right, so Carrie, final tip today for somebody who's just really struggling, or maybe even a little heads up to what your next little truth bomb might be in your video series this week.
You know, I think the biggest thing is that people just need to really get true with themselves and look in the mirror and 100% say, I am the problem, bottom line. But the good news is you're also the one who can fix it.
Yeah, you're also the solution. You know, I love this, Carrie. You know, I used to be a magician, and I would videotape myself performing, and then I would go back over those tapes, and talk about painful to watch. It's a wonder that anybody ever hired me a second time. But if you can own that, then you can fix it.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the first step, is you have to get out of denial. If you're still in denial, nothing else I say or do is going to matter. Mm. But the first step is we have to be willing, and it's a very humbling experience because I've had people do it for me, say, you know, we think you might be the problem, and so I've had to look at myself and go, you know what, I do need some things I need to work on. But it's magical once you really accept it all and really go to work on yourself, what happens.
That is so true. Mm-hmm. That is so true. So if you find yourself repeating the same patterns, you're here, mm-hmm. the same place you were last year, and you don't really see something shifting, this is where Carrie Conley is an expert at helping you get super clear on your vision. Carrie Conley, love having you on the show with us. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Hey, love you guys. Have a great day.
We can't help it. CarrieConley.com. That's CarrieConley.com. Get your vision straight. We'll be back right after these messages. You're listening to Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer. This is the home of positive business talk.
The Experience Pros, revolutionizing the way people treat people in business.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
If you rely on networking to build your business, you need Renovate. If you are sick of wasting your time cold calling to find a few, you need Renovate. Extreme Relationship Management will help you renovate. Renovate is revolutionary training that elevates your not working and supercharges your networking to get real results. Sign up for the next Renovate training this week at ExtremeRelationshipManagement.com or call 855-I-LIKE-ERM. You need Renovate.
Do you wish your career was moving along a different path? Do you ever feel like your business owns you when it really should be the other way around? Do you feel like this isn't the life you thought you'd be living? Well, you're not alone. Sandy Corrigan has a system that helps people create careers worth having, businesses worth owning, that results in lives worth living. Call or text Sandy Corrigan today at 303-907-1010. That's 303-907-1010. It's worth the phone call.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison. The one company with over 25 years experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. Again, that's 800-213-9256.
Biz Talk Radio.
Revolutionizing the way people treat people in business. The Experience Pros, America's home for positive business talk.
Hey, welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. This is America's home for positive business talk, and we are positively thrilled that you are joining us.
We absolutely are. What a great way to hang out and to get through your day. Make sure you share this with people you care about. Follow us on social media as well. Do you have employees? Do you have people around you that are just full of excuses?
Oh, I thought you were going to say something else. Yes.
The dog ate my shoes. Traffic was bad again. My alarm clock didn't go off. And on and on and on.
Uh-huh.
Right? Right? And
excuse. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Lots of them.
I used to have a friend of mine who was always late. This isn't me. Somebody I knew.
Somebody you knew.
Somebody I knew. But and was always late. And this, and every time she walked in, and she would just have this whole story ready to go every time she, you know, she came in and she was late, which was every day. And it was always
every day, different story.
Every day, different story.
Yeah.
And, you know, after a while, you're just like, you know, you can stop with the story. I don't need it.
You're going to be late.
You're going to be late. It's just, it is what it is. And so whether it's outrageous, right, this really bizarre, full-out detail of how the car, you know, you had a flat and how you had to call AAA and how you locked yourself out of the car for the third time this weekend. It actually happened to somebody I know. But,
really?
You know, for all of these issues, like it can be really, you know, really outrageous to the mundane. According to Small Business Chronicle, they say it serves the same purpose of distracting managers from the fact that an employee didn't do what they were supposed to do, that they were late again, that they, you know, kind of shirked on their responsibilities. I heard a phrase somebody just told me this morning that boundaries without consequences is like drawing a line in the sand.
Yes.
Right? So what ends up happening is if you've got people that are just constantly giving you excuses, they've got story after story. Again, a one-time incident, not a big deal.
Not a big deal.
Right? But if you've got somebody who has a chronic excuser, right? They've just got a story for everything. We might need to deal with this a little differently.
I can help you.
You can?
Absolutely.
Okay.
So I want you to think of an excuse, right? And it can be
okay.
Generic.
I have one.
All right, you got one?
Uh-huh.
All right, go ahead.
My alarm.
No.
But I
no.
have. And then
no
they,
way.
Really? No, you can't. That can't be that. That can't be your
You've
response.
You've already identified. You know who the person is. So as soon as they open their mouth,
not listening. Not today.
I had a friend who sat there and put it this way. No. It was those sing-songy. No. And it didn't matter what I said. It was, nope.
Was that me?
No.
Was it? No? Okay. I'm like, I don't remember doing that. No. So, but maybe I did, right? No, we're not even going to listen to that today. We're moving on. But if you have, if you want some other tips in addition to, no, we're not even going to listen to that. In fact, I was having a conversation with somebody last night and talking about kind of, boundaries, setting boundaries. It was really kind of a boundary conversation. And she's like, you know what, Angel, you just have to say no. I know I do.
You first.
And, yeah. You first.
Just say it. Right. You first. That's probably a good way to start.
That is a good way to start, right? Lead by example. If you're the kind of person that makes excuses for everything, then of course you can't really hold somebody else's feet to the fire and say no excuse for you.
Hold yourself to a high standard and say, look, you know, like you said, once, twice, those things happen. Right. Life happens.
Life happens.
It's not cookie cutter. But if it's a continual thing and you are continually leading with excuse after excuse for yourself or your inability to follow through, no.
Okay, now what if you have somebody who has all sorts of personal problems they're dealing with at home, maybe you know, with their spouse, with their kids, or financial?
Try that one. So you give me
an excuse. Yeah, an excuse. Well, my kids.
No.
My husband.
We don't go there.
My bank account. My dog.
Nobody has anything to do with that.
My.
This is work.
Well, and so there is that, right? That you are not responsible for your employee's personal life. Instead, just focus on work-related issues. And if you need to, refer them to some programs to help them deal with their personal issues. But avoid the temptation yourself to fall into the counselor or parental role, the guidance role, not your space to get involved in.
You may be labeled the Tin Man, and it's okay. If I only had a heart.
Yeah, you know, but sometimes we just got to keep, you know, we got work to do here.
That's right.
And again, we're talking about chronic excusers, not somebody who, you know, once in a while and something happens, because we all have something happens. But, you know, then we're like the little boy who cried wolf, because if we're always full of excuses, and then the one time that maybe we really do have an emergency, nobody's going to believe you. Nobody's going to buy into it. And then you're going to be upset because you've already emptied all the change in your pocket. You've already used all the grace that has been afforded to you.
Here's a tip that I really appreciate. If you're going to bring the excuse, mm-hmm. bring the solution, right? We're focusing on solutions. I don't care how it happened. I don't care what you say. And it sounds awfully rude when I say I don't care. It's not that I don't care, but that's not the point.
Well,
the point is...
At my house, you can't tell me something is lost.
Right.
Right? You know, if nothing's lost, you didn't put it where it belonged.
Yeah.
Right? And so, you know, or you know, if I ran out of gas, okay, that wasn't an accident. You allowed it to get down to empty. You allowed it to the light to get on.
It is really hard to be in Angel's house.
Well,
I'm just saying.
You know, it's an excuse. Don't give me your excuse. You know, I woke up late. Did you set your alarm? Did you put it at a place? Did you check it? You know, that, like, you, what did Carrie say earlier when she's talking about vision in your life? You can't blame everything on external circumstances. You are right where you're at because of decisions you're making and the cause and effect that happens because of, you know, the consequences from those decisions. So, you know, making sure that you inform your employees you're not interested in the reasons why the behavior occurred, just on ensuring that it does not happen again. How are you going to make sure this doesn't happen again? We're going to hang the keys up, you know, when we, you know, on the key hook instead of putting them in our pocket and forgetting that I put those jeans in the laundry and now I can't find what I'm looking for. We're going to put things where they belong. We're going to have a schedule. We're going to create some routines. We're going to make sure we pack our lunch the night before so we're not scrambling at the last minute to find everything. We're going to prep ourselves the night before with our shoes and our backpacks. And
shorts.
And shorts. It's because sometimes you might show up to the gym without your shorts.
I did that. All right.
Though. I didn't give you a hard time about it.
No, you didn't. And right here on the heels of that is, you know, if you do get into the excuse zone, then ask the employee to generate their own ideas to solve the problem and prevent future instances. In other words, you're saying to them that they are responsible for ensuring that the problem behavior does not continue. Ownership.
Own it.
I wore my shorts today. We'll be back with more positive business talk right after these messages. You're listening to Angel and Eric, and this is the Experience Pros Radio Network.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show.
America's home for positive business talk.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,